Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Today's record temperatures mean spring runoff is rushing down the mountains, but city water managers are not worried like they were last year. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe begins our team coverage.
Last year's record snow created fast-moving water, and Sugar House Park flooded to hold it all in check. This year, hundreds of people are here at the park on a nice day like today. And Public Utilities Deputy Director Jesse Stewart says we are not in the same situation as a year ago.
Last year really allowed us to test the system, and this year we're watching the snowpack and what we've got going on. We're not concerned. I mean, we're going to continue to watch for the snowpack and any late storms and the weather patterns that come through.
Stewart says we're also in a great spot this year for having enough water as we head into the hotter months. But he does warn that for pets and children, any amount of water in the rivers could lead to an emergency. Reporting at Sugar House Park, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Folks who were around Salt Lake in 1983 remember the river down State Street. It was caused by too much snow melting too quickly. KSL News Radio's Dan Bamas says we're unlikely to see a repeat. Our team coverage, Utah's spring runoff, continues.
Clogged culverts were part of the problem that caused urban flooding in 1983. A lot of work has been done since then. The channel that carries City Creek west to the Jordan River has been replaced. Salt Lake County Public Works Director Scott Baird says the Little Dell Dam was another big improvement.
Salt Lake City uses that for water supply, but they leave a portion of that for empty for storage for flood control purposes.
Baird says new detention and debris basins have also been built to keep creeks from overflowing. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
By the way, Sugar House flooded a year ago today. People living downstream from Penguich Lake can relax. They're no longer being told to be ready to evacuate. Garfield County says they're making progress with mitigation efforts on that leaky dam that we've been telling you about all week. We've tied the record for the warmest April 12th on record. That record, 81 degrees, last hit in 1936, but the warmth isn't going to last.
A little storm comes by Monday, 40% chance of some valley rain and mountain snow. Temperatures fall into the 60s. And the next week is a little bit cooler, but still not bad. Near 60 degrees all week, partly cloudy to mostly sunny, lows generally in the 40s.
But while it's still warm, spring fever hit hard today. KSL found some parents taking advantage in West Valley City, along with some visitors who are more used to April snow showers.
Yeah, wake up and see that it's 60 degrees at 10 o'clock. I had to be outside immediately.
It's nice. It's beautiful. Well, I'm not used to the snow. So this time around, I'm really happy that it's not snowing.
That woman was here from Los Angeles to visit grandkids and was grateful she didn't have to pack a winter coat. Kevin Eubank says tomorrow stays warm with breezy sunshine. Expect highs in the upper 70s. Well, as the temperatures go like this, from hot to cold, cold to hot, your health could pay a price. A new study from Neurology finds that extreme temperature fluctuations could be a factor in nearly 500,000 deaths. It could increase cases of disability. This study looks at data over the last 3 decades and finds that reaching record highs and lows frequently increases the risk of stroke. The U.S. House has voted to reauthorize a key part of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the fate of the act was in jeopardy after former President Trump claimed without evidence that it was used to spy on his campaign. ABC National Security Analyst Mick Mulroy says Mr. Trump's complaints about this particular measure are mistaken.
If an American is picked up on this, there are restrictions on how that can be used. They remove either the content of the person or the name or both.
The bill passed after lawmakers agreed to shorten its renewal to 2 years so Mr. Trump can push for changes if reelected as president. Utah's congressional delegation was split on the issue with 2 voting yes and 2 voting no on the measure. A dozen Manhattan residents are soon to become the first Americans ever to sit in judgment of a former president charged with a crime. Jury selection is set to start Monday in former President Trump's hush money trial, Mr. Trump saying today that he will testify in that case. And President Biden today canceled $7.4 billion in student loan debt. The president taking smaller, targeted actions for certain subsets of borrowers after the Supreme Court struck down his plan to wipe out $400 billion in debt last year. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Mies.
Slow and go and stop and go speeds remain northbound by 15 from the North Temple area all the way up to 4th Northwest Bountiful, but all lanes of travel are open. Overflow delays northbound on the West Belt from California Avenue up to Legacy and northbound on Legacy from 215 into Bountiful. I-215 South Belt also seeing delays going eastbound from Taylorsville over to the I-15 junction. Ricky Mies in the KS. KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time, 5:06. If you're near Ogden Bay, you can probably see a big plume of smoke. Do not worry. It's part of a controlled burn. Fire crews started burning Phragmites about 9 o'clock this morning. Smoke is visible in Box Elder, Salt Lake, Davis, and Weber counties. KSL News Time, 5:06. UVU students almost had a successful launch of an autonomous airplane transporter. When it finally works, they say it's going to make airports safer, cleaner, and less noisy.
On a piece of tarmac at Provo Airport, UVU students alongside Professor Brett Stone were ready for a live demo of their eighth iteration of their autonomous airplane Tug. Stone pointed out the hazards airline workers on the tarmac face every day.
With those emissions, it's not healthy for the people, especially the tarmac workers who are working around them all the time. Lots of emissions coming out of there, lots of pollutants.
The test started off well approaching the small plane, but as it began connecting to the front wheel of the small plane, unfortunately it broke a sprocket that drives the wheels. As they fine-tune and fix issues, their next goal is to make one capable of pulling a 737. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:07. KSL Sports, BYU center Ali Khalifa has reportedly entered the NCAA transfer portal. He is the second player to enter the portal this afternoon. Guard Dallin Hall entered it a couple of hours ago. They're leaving. That's same time BYU fans are dealing with the huge blow from this morning. But students are still optimistic as men's basketball coach Mark Pope departs Provo. Here's KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr.
Of the BYU students I talked to, many of them said they weren't all that surprised that Pope decided to leave to become the head coach at Kentucky next season. They understand that it's his alma mater and it's a well-established basketball school that will benefit from Pope's teaching style. They're still very disappointed he won't be here next season, but believe the team will have a decent year even without the coach.
Lots of rumors, but no official word yet who might replace Pope at BYU. Hogal Zoo is going to be getting a new gorilla. 22-year-old Pele the gorilla is pregnant. She's 6 months along. The dad is a 32-year-old silverback named Husani. Full term for a Western Lowlands gorilla is 8.5 months, so stand by for further details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson, Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Traffic and weather together. An emergency report were brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Keep your fingers crossed. We may have light at the end of the tunnel of northbound I-15. Looks like they've cleared the crash and load spill at 4th North and West Bountiful. However, we still have slow and go and stop and go delays back to the North Temple area. And if you're traveling northbound on the West Belt and Legacy, delays essentially from California Avenue all the way up to Bountiful. Overflow delays as well northbound on Redwood and Highway 89. Josh?
Down in Utah County, I-15 seeing heavy delays southbound from American Forks State Street to Linden on the northbound side. You've only got some light delays through Linden. Back up in the Salt Lake Valley on I-215's West Belt, you've got slow speeds heading southbound through Taylorsville all the way to the South Interchange. Michelle?
We're looking at slowdowns. This is southbound I-15 due to an earlier multi-vehicle crash, which is now cleared, but you're going to see those delays starting prior to 4500 South, really slowing down as you're going through the South Interchange and hitting those brakes in spots all the way down to 146 South in Draper. Also, if you're on Bangor Highway, you're looking at some scattered delays there. This is in West Valley, scattered on down to South Jordan. For over 30 years, Replenish Landscape delivers the finest compost for flower and vegetable gardens. Replenish is perfect to till into existing soil or top dressing, even for your lawn. Learn more at replenishcompost.com. I'm Michelle Rowan, the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we're looking at partly to mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the low 80s. We'll fall to the upper 70s by 6 o'clock, mid-70s for 7 and low 70s for 8. Ultimate lows will be in the low 50s with clearing skies by Saturday morning. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
79 degrees, we're near the record. We reached 81 this afternoon. Sunset tonight at 8:04 KSL News Time 5:12. Do you remember Gilligan's Island? Maria Chaleos is here with the story of some real-life castaways.
Jeff, the Coast Guard this week rescued three fishermen stranded on a tiny Pacific Ocean islet for more than a week. This wasn't even an island. This was an islet. The trio were spotted after they spelled out help using palm fronds laid out on the white sand beach. It must have taken them quite some time to do that, but they'd been there more than a week, so they had the time. Now, the three became stranded. You know the story. They got caught in one of those big storms, and it took out their boat. They scrambled to shore above to this uninhabited islet, but their radio ran out of power before they could call for help. So for a week, they lived off coconut meat. But they did have some fresh water. Apparently, fishermen go to this islet every once in a while, and they had a freshwater well there. Now, this island, to give you an idea, it's between the Philippines and Hawaii. There are more than 600 islands scattered across about 1.5 million square miles of ocean. So the search and rescue mission coordinator says that help sign, it was crucial in finding them in a search area that covered more than 103,000 square miles. But to top the story off, one of the first rescuers to get to the beach ended up being a third cousin to these guys.
How's that possible?
Family reunion. What a small world.
Which one is the skipper and which one was Lil Buddy? That's what I want to know.
You'll have to check that out for yourself. KSL. Do some research.
I will. KSL News Time 5:13. A new report card on anti-Semitism on college campuses in the U.S. shows some failing grades among the top schools.
The Anti-Defamation League has released its first ever campus anti-Semitism report card measuring campus climate and university policies for the protection of Jewish students at schools across the country. In all, 86 schools were graded on a scale of A to F. Just two schools, Brandeis and Elon University, with an A, 16 getting a B, 28 given a C, 25 got a D, and 15 schools received an F, including MIT, Harvard, Tufts, Michigan State, and UC Santa Barbara. ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt says school leadership must make serious changes. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Trending on social media, the Masters tournament is underway. Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler are battling at the top of the leaderboard, but for some reason, people just can't stop talking about Jason Day and his pants. Golf fans went nuts over Day's parachute pants that he wore yesterday. They were in need of an iron, maybe a steamer. Day learned his lesson today, wearing jeans less prone to the wind, but that didn't stop the masses from having a problem with his vest. You just can't win. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
court is adjourned for the weekend in the murder trial of Chad Daybell. More evidence and testimony still to come, including from the widow of one of the biggest names in the entire case. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, people living downstream from Panguitch Lake don't need to be ready to evacuate anymore. Garfield County says the mitigation efforts at the dam are making progress. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That remains northbound I-15, where we still have a mix of speeds going from North Temple all the way into Bountiful. All lanes of travel are open. Legacy packed in and slow as well, northbound from I-215 into Bountiful. And if you're southbound on I-15 in Salt Lake County, a slow roll from Murray to Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the low 80s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Been there right now. It's 79 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. With concerns that Iran could strike Israel, the U.S. is moving more troops and assets to the Middle East. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
What we are not going to sit back and be comfortable on is knowing exactly what this is going to look like. And that's why we are working so intensively to make sure that Israel has what it needs to defend itself. And we have had conversations with others in the region, too.
Iran blames Israel for a strike on its consulate in Syria. Israel has not claimed responsibility. A New York judge today refused to delay Donald Trump's hush money trial. Jury selection is set to begin on Monday. Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona today, ground zero in the battle over abortion.
Are you ready to make your voices heard? Do we trust women? Do we believe in reproductive freedom? Of America. Yeah! And are we ready to fight for it? Yeah! And when we fight, we win.
The state Supreme Court this week upheld a Civil War era law which bans almost all abortions in Arizona. A suspect's in custody accused of driving a stolen tractor trailer into a Department of Public Safety office in Brenham, Texas. It's where Clenard Parker was denied a commercial driver's license yesterday.
Unfortunately, one person has succumbed to their injuries and died at the hospital. And
Trooper Justin Reese says several others were injured. A career diplomat and former ambassador to Bolivia will spend 15 years in prison. Manuel Rocha pleaded guilty to working for decades as a spy for Cuba. Italian fashion designer Roberto Cavalli has died. Celebrities from Madonna to Beyonce were fans of his over the decade. Cavalli was 83 years old. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the KSL In-Depth. KSL Sports. BYU basketball fans woke up and said, what? On the news that head coach Mark Pope is leaving the team to coach Kentucky. Joining me live, KSL Sports BYU insider Matt Bimonte. Matt, you okay? Do you need a hug?
This was a surprise, no doubt about it.
So what do you think? I mean, at first, it was Mark Pope. That was the problem this morning. But suddenly, players are abandoning ship, jumping into the portal. We have a problem here, don't we?
Yeah, it's a big problem, and that's just the nature of college basketball these days with NIL and the transfer portal, is that you have to find stability fast. And athletic director Tom Holmo, he's got a decision to make quickly. The longer this drags out, BYU has been notorious, Jeff, over the years of taking a long time to go through the interview process. They don't have that kind of time. They have a really good team coming back if they keep those players around. You noted Dallin Hall in the transfer portal today. More to come if they don't get this thing figured out quick and bring in someone that can convince these guys to believe in his vision and to bring them back to the program.
So the transfer portal means they plan to leave. They're open to bidders, I guess. But does it mean they're absolutely gone, or could they be enticed back?
They could be enticed back. That happens more than you'd think. Just because you enter the portal does not mean that you're going to leave. But in this situation, look, Mark Pope could be reaching out to some of these players and inviting them to come with him to Kentucky or a lot of other – there's teams in the state that have open positions and rosters waiting to be upgraded. And maybe they see BYU as sort of a wounded animal with no coach currently. So, look, at the end of the day, Jeff, BYU has got to act fast. They need to bring someone in if they want to save this thing.
Bring someone in or take someone who's already there? What's BYU going to do? Are there whispers on campus?
I don't believe they're going to promote from within. I think the top two candidates right now is assistant coach Chris Burgess up at Utah and assistant coach Barrett Peary at UNLV. Burgess, to me, is the front runner. He spent a lot of time with Pope at Utah Valley and at BYU before he went back to Utah. That would be someone, if you wanted to retain this roster, Jeff, you go and get him. He's coached a lot of these guys before he recruited them. I think that'd be a good selling pitch to keep this roster intact.
All right. Hopefully they'll right the ship. Thanks a lot. We hope you recover this weekend. KSL Sports BYU insider Matt Bimonte grappling with some rough news. KSL News Time 5:20 now. Emergency traffic were brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
We are seeing some improvement on northbound I-15. The problem is we just have a lot of residual delays, and they stretch from just before North Temple all the way into Woods Cross, and then northbound I-215's West Belt bogged down California Avenue up to the Legacy switch off, and northbound on Legacy bogged down from 215 into Bountiful. But we also have a new problem northbound on Legacy with an accident at Woods Cross. Now, if you're thinking of taking Highway 89 or Redwood Road, you'll also see a heavier than normal drive from North Salt Lake into Bountiful. Josh?
Down in Utah County, southbound I-15, delays are growing. Those now stretch from Lehigh Main Street through to Linden. Those delays are pretty heavy, but on the northbound side of things, you only have light delays as you head from Linden into Pleasant Grove. Up in the Salt Lake Valley, you can expect stop-and-go delays heading eastbound on the South Belt from 54th South to I-15, but it is all clear on the westbound side. Michelle?
Looking at delays, southbound I-15, Murray approaching 5300 South, pretty solid slow-and-go traffic all the way down to 146 South in Draper. On the flip side, looking at good speeds there, but we do have some delays. If you're over on Bangor Highway, you're going to see stop-and-go traffic in spots from the 201 headed down to the bend in Riverton. For drivers on Foothill Drive, that's also slow ride if you're headed southbound to approaching I-80. No matter what kind of car you drive, two things are always true. All tires eventually need replacing, and all vehicles need servicing. For quality service you can trust, visit your Big O Tires, the team you trust. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL 7-day forecast starts off with extra warm temperatures. We were in the 80s today, not quite as warm on Saturday, 77 and sunny, beautiful day. We're looking at some mostly sunny skies with a high of 69 on Sunday. South winds will pick up in the afternoon ahead of a storm system that will move in Monday. 40% chance of some scattered valley rain and mountain snow. Highs fall back to normal in the low 60s. And then the rest of the week, upper 50s, low 60s, partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. Looks like a pretty nice week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. 79 degrees, just shy of the record we hit earlier this afternoon.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Shoes on my feet, I fall. Clothes I'm wearing, I fall. The rock I'm rocking, I fall. Cause I depend on me, I depend on me. All the women who independent, throw your hands up at me. All the honeys making money, throw your hands up at me.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Loki Coffee is a Salt Lake City-based specialty coffee shop that offers an array of beverages, small bites, and merchandise, as well as a comfortable space for getting work done and...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.